today is the second day of August. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. What an honor it is to be here with you today as we bring another week to a close. And so at the close of the week, we take a little look back. We looked out at this week before it began, as it was beginning. Here we are at the end of it. We've lived it now. How did it go? A little review. And the rhythm of beginnings and endings and reflection and remembering is such a massive biblical concept, but such a rhythm for us to get into. As we learn how to observe ourselves, because being able to observe ourselves and be self-aware is key to being able to apply the scriptures to our actual lives, so that it's not something we read, it's something that reads us as well. And so how did it go? How was your week? I had some ups and downs. I had some successes and failures in it. And I'm gonna keep working on it. Keep on keeping on. Keep going forward. In an attitude of repentance and openness. Or at least that's what we should be trying. So here we are, end of another week. But we're here for another step forward. Grateful to be able to do that. We're working our way, continuing through the book of 2 Chronicles and continuing our journey through Paul's letter to the Romans. So today, 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verse 1 through 33, verse 13. After all that Hezekiah had so faithfully done, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came and invaded Judah. He laid siege to the fortified cities, thinking to conquer them for himself. When Hezekiah saw that Sennacherib had come and that he intended to wage war against Jerusalem, he consulted with his officials and military staff about blocking off the water from the springs outside the city, and they helped him. They gathered a large group of people who blocked all the springs and the stream that flowed through the land. "Why should the kings of Assyria come and find plenty of water?" they said. Then he worked hard repairing all the broken sections of the wall and building towers on it. He built another wall outside that one and reinforced the terraces of the city of David. He also made large numbers of weapons and shields. He appointed military officers over the people and assembled them before him in the square at the city gate and encouraged them with these words: "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of the king of Assyria and the vast army with him, for there is a greater power with us than with them. With him is only the arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles." And the people gained confidence from what Hezekiah, the king of Judah, said. Later, when Sennacherib, king of Assyria, and all his forces were laying siege to Lachish, he sent his officers to Jerusalem with this message for Hezekiah, king of Judah, and for all the people of Judah who were there. "This is what Sennacherib, king of Assyria, says: On what are you basing your confidence that you remain in Jerusalem under siege? When Hezekiah says, 'The Lord our God will save us from the hand of the king of Assyria,' he is misleading you to let you die of hunger and thirst. Did not Hezekiah himself remove this God's high places and altars, saying to Judah and Jerusalem, 'You must worship before one altar and burn sacrifices on it'? Do you not know what I and my predecessors have done to all the peoples of the other lands? Were the other gods of these nations ever able to deliver their land from my hand? Who of all the gods of these nations that my predecessors destroyed has been able to save his people from me? How then can your God deliver you from my hand? Now do not let Hezekiah deceive you and mislead you like this. Do not believe him, for no God of any nation or kingdom has been able to deliver his people from my hand or the hand of my predecessors. How much less will your God deliver you from my hand? Sennacherib's officers spoke further against the Lord God and against his servant Hezekiah. The king also wrote letters ridiculing the Lord, the God of Israel, and saying this against him: "Just as the gods of the peoples of the other lands did not rescue their people from my hand, so the God of Hezekiah will not rescue his people from my hand." And they called out in Hebrew to the people of Jerusalem who were on the wall to terrify them and make them afraid in order to capture the city. They spoke about the God of Jerusalem as they did about the gods of the other peoples of the world, the work of human hands. King Hezekiah and the prophet Isaiah, son of Amoz, cried out in prayer to heaven about this. And the Lord sent an angel who annihilated all the fighting men and the commanders and officers in the camp of the Assyrian king. So he withdrew to his own land in disgrace. And when he went into the temple of his God, some of his sons, his own flesh and blood, cut him down with the sword. So the Lord saved Hezekiah and the people of Jerusalem from the hand of Sennacherib, king of Assyria, and from the hand of all others. He took care of them on every side. Many brought offerings to Jerusalem for the Lord and valuable gifts for Hezekiah, king of Judah. From then on, he was highly regarded by all the nations. In those days, Hezekiah became ill and was at the point of death. He prayed to the Lord, who answered him and gave him a miraculous sign. But Hezekiah's heart was proud, and he did not respond to the kindness shown him. Therefore, the Lord's wrath was on him and on Judah and Jerusalem. Then Hezekiah repented of the pride of his heart, as did the people of Jerusalem. Therefore, the Lord's wrath did not come on them during the days of Hezekiah. Hezekiah had very great wealth and honor, and he made treasuries for his silver and gold, and for his precious stones, spices, shields, and all kinds of valuables. He also made buildings to store the harvest of grain, new wine, and olive oil, and he made stalls for various kinds of cattle and pens for the flocks. He built villages and acquired great numbers of flocks and herds, for God had given him very great riches. It was Hezekiah who blocked the upper outlet of the Gihon spring and channeled the water down to the west side of the city of David. He succeeded in everything he undertook. But when envoys were sent by the rulers of Babylon to ask him about the miraculous sign that had occurred in the land, God left him to test him and to know everything that was in his heart. The other events of Hezekiah's reign and his acts of devotion are written in the vision of the prophet Isaiah, son of Amoz, in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. Hezekiah rested with his ancestors and was buried on the hill where the tombs of David's descendants are. All Judah and the people of Jerusalem honored him when he died. Manasseh, his son, succeeded him as king. Manasseh was 12 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 55 years. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord, following the detestable practices of the nations the Lord had driven out before the Israelites. He rebuilt the high places his father Hezekiah had demolished. He also erected altars to the Baals and made Asherah poles. He bowed down to all the starry hosts and worshipped them. He built altars in the temple of the Lord, of which the Lord had said, "My name will remain in Jerusalem forever." In both courts of the temple of the Lord, he built altars to all the starry hosts. He sacrificed his children in the fire in the valley of Ben-Hinnom, practiced divination and witchcraft, sought omens, and consulted mediums and spiritists. He did much evil in the eyes of the Lord, arousing his anger. He took the image he had made and put it in God's temple, of which God had said to David and to his son Solomon, "In this temple and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel, I will put my name forever. I will not again make the feet of the Israelites leave the land I assigned to your ancestors, if only they will be careful to do everything I commanded them concerning all the laws, decrees, and regulations given through Moses." But Manasseh led Judah and the people of Jerusalem astray, so that they did more evil than the nations the Lord had destroyed before the Israelites. The Lord spoke to Manasseh and his people, but they paid no attention. So the Lord brought against them the army commanders of the king of Assyria, who took Manasseh prisoner, put a hook in his nose, bound him with bronze shackles, and took him to Babylon. In his distress, he sought the favor of the Lord his God and humbled himself greatly before the God of his ancestors. And when he prayed to him, the Lord was moved by his entreaty and listened to his plea. So he brought him back to Jerusalem and to his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord is God. Romans 15, 23 through 16, 9. But now that there is no more place for me to work in these regions, and since I have been longing for many years to visit you, I plan to do so when I go to Spain. I hope to see you while passing through, and to have you assist me on my journey there, after I have enjoyed your company for a while. Now, however, I am on my way to Jerusalem in the service of the Lord's people there. For Macedonia and Achaia were pleased to make a contribution for the poor among the Lord's people in Jerusalem. They were pleased to do it, and indeed they owe it to them. For if the Gentiles have shared in the Jews' spiritual blessings, they owe it to the Jews to share with them their material blessings. So, after I have completed this task and have made sure that they have received this contribution, I will go to Spain and visit you on the way. I know that when I come to you, I will come in the full measure of the blessing of Christ. I urge you, brothers and sisters, by our Lord Jesus Christ, and by the love of the Spirit, to join me in my struggle by praying to God for me. Pray that I may be kept safe from the unbelievers in Judea, and that the contribution I take to Jerusalem may be favorably received by the Lord's people there, so that I may come to you with joy, by God's will, and in your company be refreshed. The God of peace be with you all. Amen. I commend to you our sister Phoebe, a deacon of the church in Kintrea. I ask you to receive her in the Lord in a way worthy of his people, and to give her any help she may need from you, for she has been the benefactor of many people, including me. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my co-workers in Christ Jesus. They risked their lives for me. Not only I, but all the churches of the Gentiles are grateful to them. Greet also the church that meets at their house. Greet my dear friend Epaphras, who was the first convert to Christ in the province of Asia. Greet Mary, who worked very hard for you. Greet Andronicus and Junia, my fellow Jews who have been in prison with me. They are outstanding among the apostles, and they were in Christ before I was. Greet Ampliatus, my dear friend in the Lord. Greet Urbanus, our co-worker in Christ, and my dear friend Stachys. Psalm 25, 16 through 22. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. Relieve the troubles of my heart and free me from my anguish. Look on my affliction and my distress, and take away all my sins. See how numerous are my enemies and how fiercely they hate me. Guard my life and rescue me. Do not let me be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. May integrity and uprightness protect me, because my hope, Lord, is in you. Deliver Israel, O God, from all their troubles. Proverbs 20, 16 through 18. Take the garment of one who puts up security for a stranger. Hold it in pledge if it is done for an outsider. Food gained by fraud tastes sweet, but one ends up with a mouth full of gravel. Plans are established by seeking advice, so if you wage war, obtain guidance. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the gift of another week. We thank you for the journey that we are on. We open ourselves to this journey and to your guidance, its peaks, its valleys, its ups and downs, its twists, its turns. Oh, that we could control all of this, but we can't. We can trust, though, and we can follow, and we can learn, and we can grow. And this time that we have, this gift of the breath in our lungs, can be exhaled as worship to you, bringing glory to you as we learn what we must and what we may and what we will in our brief time of existence as humanity on earth, knowing that life goes on forever and ever, and that this is a brief part of eternity. May we appreciate the time that we have, the love that we share. May we not waste our energy on anything that is useless and meaningless. May we not chase after things that are meaningless and empty. Holy Spirit, you provide meaning and purpose. May we follow you all the days of our lives, including this day. We release this week. It is a part of our history now, and we look forward to what is yet to come with anticipation. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com That is Homebase. The Daily Audio Bible app is Homebase as well. Check it out. Be connected. Stay connected to everything that's going on around here as we continue to navigate and move through our 20th year. A year of celebration. So yesterday we announced something, a brand new song that's going to be coming out. Actually, a song that you can get now if you go to the iTunes store. That's the only place that you can pre-order it and purchase it now. It'll come out in a couple of weeks. And it is a song about the book of Job. A book that we will enter into and process during this month. And it is a first. It is a first in Jill and my history. As much music as we have made together. Because this is what we did before the Daily Audio Bible came into our lives. So as many hundreds of projects that I had produced and Jill had sung on or that were her projects, we have never sung a duet. And we sang one together straight out of the book of Job. It's called Blessed Be the Name. So we announced that yesterday and we began a talk. And we knew, like, this song so deeply resonates with our own story. But when we're talking about Job, we're talking about suffering. And we're talking about pain. And so we went there. And we began part one of a two-part conversation about this. It is part of this 20th year celebration and just revealing ourselves, being vulnerable here in the community, and just talking about some things we've never really shared before in a way that we've never really shared before. So if you haven't got to hear that, that's yesterday's episode, and that will conclude on Monday's episode, but between now and then, Blessed Be the Name is available in the iTunes store. And that's not Apple Music. It's in the iTunes store. You have to actually go to the iTunes store. That is the one place that it is currently available. Thank you for checking it out. Thank you for grabbing a copy of it. Every little bit helps as we navigate through the summer. None of that is, I mean, Jill and I are doing this as a gift of love to the Daily Audio Bible and to the community that we serve and love so deeply, and that's you. So, grabbing a copy of that brings a couple dollars back into continuing the Global Campfire and keeping the fire burning. So wanted to mention that. Check that out. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, man, thank you so much. Thank you so humbly. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that is it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible Prayer Warriors. This is Elizabeth from Delaware calling in. And I wanted to thank you for your prayers in the past. And I'd ask if you could continue to lift up. I'm particularly been thinking about those who have started their own businesses. My nephew Zach has started his own company about a year ago and is struggling. It's called Verity. And there are many others who are looking to start new business and be successful. So Lord, we ask that you would strengthen them and protect them and encourage them. May you, Lord, bless them and open up their eyes and minds and hearts to your love. And may you fill them with the wisdom like you gave Solomon. And as it says in Deuteronomy 8:18, I remember the Lord my God, for he is the one who gives me the ability to produce wealth and so confirms his covenant, which he swore to our forefathers. May all of them, Lord, put their faith in you and your perfect timing. And also, if you could just please continue to lift up all those who are dealing with cancer, especially my dear friend Monica, who is dealing with stage 4 uterine cancer, and a dear friend Henry, who's got leukemia. Lord, give them healing and restore what this disease has taken from them, and fill them with peace and healing and strength, courage. And as new treatments are needed, Lord, that you might guide them and give the doctors all wisdom as they search for treatments, so that Monica and Henry and others dealing with cancer can live very full lives and praise you, God. And as it says in your holy word, Psalm 30, verse 2, I cried out to the Lord and he heals me. And also in Psalm 107:20, he sends his word and heals me, rescuing me from the pit of destruction. Yes, Lord, we praise you and thank you. Lord, thank you for blessing all those in the world that are dealing with cancer. Fill them with your peace and your love as only you can. God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Hi, DAB family. This is Resting in God's Shadow. I just listened and heard a prayer by a mama, and I'm so sorry if I missed your name, but she was calling in regarding her son, Joshua. And I could hear the fear and the sadness and the concern in her voice for her son. So Heavenly Father, I lift Joshua up to your throne of mercy. Heavenly Father, I come to you and I petition your love and your grace and your mercy over this son. Heavenly Father, I pray that your peace come upon him like he has never experienced before. Your supernatural peace, Heavenly Father. I come against any spirit of oppression over this man in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of depression over this man in the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, nothing is too big for you. No situation is too great for you. Nothing is out of your control. You have everything under control in your sovereignty, Heavenly Father. I pray that you put things in line that not only lift him mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally, but the things in the natural world as well. She mentioned something about his car wasn't working and he needed insurance. He wasn't able to get into the doctors. Heavenly Father, I pray that you order his steps, that you make his path clear to get all of these things, that you make things possible for him to get the help that he needs in this natural world. But I pray that in the spiritual world, he just has an amazing love encounter with you, that he truly knows that you are his father. You see him, you love him, that you're pouring out your love. I pray that he can receive your love in the name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, I pray you bring peace upon his mom, to know that you have him, to know that you have it under control, to know that you see her and love her as well. I pray and ask all of these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Karen in Florida. Just listening today to July the 24th. I'm a little behind. I've been visiting with family in Canada and my whole schedule's just turned off. But I'm hearing a woman calling in today about her son Joshua, who's been going through a very difficult time in his life, and everything seems to be coming at him from every direction. I just want to lift him up to you, Lord God. Today we just lift up Joshua and his mom. Father, we ask for you to intervene in his life. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you just speak to his heart, speak to his mind. Give him hope, Father God. Just fill him with your hope. There is always hope, Lord. Even when we are in the midst of dark circumstances, there's always hope. I know sometimes I lose that focus and the enemy just takes over and I feel like I'm drowning. But Lord, your word says that you are faithful. You are faithful even when we're faithless. Lord, that you see us, you hear us, you know everything about us and exactly where we are. So I'm asking, Father God, for you to just help Joshua right now. bring the right people into his path, give him a better job than he had before, give him good friends that will hold him up and support him and love him like a brother. And most of all, from my heart to his mother's heart, I just pray for strength, because I know what it feels like to see our grown children in desperate situations, what feels desperate to us. Lord, but you have them in your hands. Help us to trust and believe in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
I usually call in with prayer requests, but I wanted to call in today with some words of encouragement. Today, I came to a realization when I was reflecting on some of my childhood. And kind of backstory is that we used to play cops and robbers, play hide and seek in the dark with my dad growing up, and my siblings during Halloween, trying to beat the speed pedometer on our bikes. And a thought occurred to me that Jesus talks about where the kingdom of God belongs to children such as this. And a thought occurred to me, what would it take for our adult generation to take the carefree attitude of a little child? Today, there are so many demands on our adult life. We seem to miss the beauty of life with our busyness, and our responsibilities. All to be like a little child again, so curious and carefree. What will it take for us to be like the child? After all, we are all children of God. So, what would it take to adopt the sponge-like attitude of a child?
Good morning, everybody!
Hello!
This is Godsmile here.
And guess who?
Yes, not Peter.
The trusty sidekick.
You know, we were reading this morning Psalm 99, and then we went to 100 because they're only little. And verse 3 says, "Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us, and we are His." Isn't that lovely? Isn't that comforting that we are God's? He owns us. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. And I had this lovely picture of this lush green field, and we are grazing on the goodness of God. And a pasture is protected by the shepherd, Jesus Christ. And what we feed on is lush grass, the word of God. It nourishes us, it feeds us. And it was just, it made my heart skip. It's been a tough old year, and it was a tough year last year. But, you know, despite tears and despite what we go through, I just thank God that He can lift us up and to show us the pasture and raise our spirit. So thank you, Lord Jesus, for DAB. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, that you feed us, Lord, from the rich grass of your word. Thank you, Lord, that you are with us always and in all ways. And guess what, Peter?
It's ticking away again.
It's ticking away. Is there anything you want to say before we go?
We shall enter His gates with thanksgiving today and this week for all and everyone in DAB. Have a blessed week.
Say goodbye, Peter.
Bye, Peter.
And kiss from me.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Billy from Wetumpka with the Trinity Stone. I wanted to put a prayer request out there for my brother. He has a lump in his right breast. But he is getting a mammogram done today. Hopefully it's not cancer. We do not want him to have cancer. Hopefully we are praying that he does not have cancer. His name is Christopher. I just wanted to pray for him that it is not cancer in his body, Lord God. Through Christ's name I pray. Amen. Talk to you guys later. Love y'all. Bye for now.